today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we continue our study in Paul's letter to the Colossians, his letter to the church at Colossae. Last week we began in chapter 1 and we read a few other chapters about Paul's concern for them, about his concern for false teachers and his concern about denying the deity of Christ and about the legalizers that had tried to come in and pervert the gospel. So today we're going to be looking at how Paul encouraged his church, and I hope you'll join us as we consider God's word today. Now, if you haven't gotten your prayer journal, it's time for you to write to us. We don't have many of these left, and I'll tell you, when they're gone, they're gone. We've been giving these away now for, I guess, a couple of years, and so we're going to stop, and when they run out, they'll be running out. So I want to encourage you to get your prayer journal. These are just small notebooks that you can slide in your pocket. They'll fit easily into a purse, even fit into the back of your Bible or somewhere like that. I carry mine in a little calendar that I carry around. And I take it with me to prayer meeting on Wednesday night where I can write down the prayer requests as they are mentioned by different people. So write to us for your prayer journal. Now, there's three ways you can get them. First of all, you can just email me directly, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or you can visit the website, considerhisword.org, and just click on the contact list there, and there's a place where you can write to us. Most of our requests come through the mail, so you can just simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'll give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now remember, write in your address, let us know where to send these prayer journal to you, and I'm going to make you this promise. I'm not going to send you a bunch of literature. I'm not going to send you mail every month asking you for money. I'm not going to fill your inbox with emails. Just simply write to us. It's so simple. And I'm not going to flood you with all of these things and requests. This program has several folks that are supporting it. And so I'm not really even asking that you send a gift unless God leads you to do that. May have to do that later. But for now, God is blessing this program and we're thankful for it. Let's get into the book of Colossians. Paul was trying to encourage this church at Colossae. The church had a couple of issues that Paul dealt with, and I mentioned those earlier, but he especially had a desire for them. And then Paul writes to them, he says, I have this desire for you. And I kind of see them in a way as prayer requests, or even as a parent watching over a child and the things that he hopes for them. You know, all of our parents hope good things for us and hope that we would accomplish things. And I think as Paul wrote to this church, he had things that he was hoping for them. Now, I want to go back. I didn't do this last week, but I want to go back and read the introduction, the first part of the book, because I think he said some important things here that I want to point out. And I'm not sure how far we're going to get with this today. We've got a lot to look at in the book of Colossae, so this may take us several weeks to get through it all. So let's go to the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 1. Paul an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus or Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ which are at Colossae. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it does also in you since the days ye heard it, and knew the grace of God in truth. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. What an encouraging letter. Paul had such encouraging things to say to them and things that he wanted to remember and things that he was thankful for. He said in verse 3 that we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. So two things. First of all, he said, I thank God for you. And I thank God for what he's doing in your church and what God is doing in you. And he goes on and mentions a couple of things specifically, and I'll come back to those. But he also said that he's not only giving thanks for the Father, but he says, praying always for you. Can you imagine what Paul's prayers must have been like as he prayed over these churches? Prayed for the church at Colossae. Prayed for the churches in the region of Galatia, prayed for the church at Ephesus, prayed for the church at Thessalonica, and prayed for all of these churches. I could imagine that he spent many hours not only praying for these people, but as we see here, perhaps even calling people out by name, and that God would work in them, and that God would bless them, and that God would help them. Notice he said that as he thanked God for them, he said, we pray for you and we thank God for you since we heard of your faith in Jesus Christ. He was excited that they were following the Lord, that they had believed in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul, everywhere he went, preached resurrection. In fact, after the resurrection, this became the message of all the apostles. They went everywhere preaching the resurrection of Christ. Read the book of Acts, and you'll see every time they got up to preach, every time they got up to speak, they would speak of the resurrection all the way to the end of Paul's life when he stood before Festus and before those other leaders. He spoke to them of the resurrection of Jesus, and he said, I thank God for your faith in the Lord Jesus. He said, secondly, and the love which you have to all saints. This was a loving church. And he said, the love that you have for all saints, love the people around them, love the people in church. Have you ever been in a church where there just wasn't any love there? Boy, I've been in some of those. I was in a church several years ago, and all they could do was snap at each other and criticize each other and tear each other down. Thankfully, I was just there to visit. But I thought, who would want to be a member of this church if everything that you do was criticized and everything you do is put down? Oh, the church ought to be a place where people are loved the minute they walk in the door. And show that love to them. Make yourself a committee of one to be the greeter for your church. When that visitor comes in, go and show them the love of Christ by welcoming them into your community, welcoming in to your church. Number of years ago, and I realize I'm getting off track here just a little bit, but a number of years ago, I was in a large city out in the Midwest, and in the morning, I went to a big church. It was a well-known church, and I went into that church, and I was greeted at the door, and I went and found a place to sit, and no one else spoke to me. Not one person came up and shook my hand. Not one person said, I'm glad to see you. Not one person said anything to me. That evening, I went to another church. It was a little bit of a smaller church. And I went in and sat down. I was greeted at the door. A couple people shook my hand. And I went and sat down about halfway down. And pretty soon somebody tapped me on the shoulder, and I turned around and looked, and it was somebody wanting to speak to me and shake my hand. So I stood up, and behind him was a whole line of people just waiting to meet me and waiting to shake my hand. Now, which church would you go back to? Which church was showing the love of Christ? And I hope your church is like that. If it's not, you be the one that shows the love to other people. Paul told them, he said, I thank God for you and I pray for you since I heard of your faith and the love which you have to all the saints. Are you showing that love in your church? And then he said a third thing, and for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, where have you heard before in the word of God, the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you as it is in all the world and bringeth forth fruit as it doth also in you since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. Do you have that kind of a hope in heaven, the hope which is laid up for you in heaven? Can you say that you know that you have heaven as your home? So many times when I go out and visit with people and speak to them, and I may begin to talk to them about the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'll ask them, do you know the Lord, or do you have a hope of heaven? And they'll say, well, I sure hope so. And they may joke about it a little bit, but, you know, they have no assurance. Some will say, well, I'm trying. I even saw a singer one time, and I was so surprised because this singer, he claimed to be a gospel singer, played the guitar, was a good singer, got up and he began to give his testimony. And he says, well, I hope I'm going to heaven. I'm really trying to make it. Listen, if you're trying to get to heaven, stop it. Stop it right now. Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty for your sin, and heaven is a gift from God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Heaven is a gift, and I hope that you have that hope in you. If you don't, it's time to receive Christ as your own Savior, to bow yourself before Him as best you know how, and put your faith in Him, to give your life to Him, and put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I thank you, God, for your love, and for your faith, and for your hope in heaven. I hope you have all three. Our time is gone. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.